While opponents were announcing their successful fundraising as proof of voter support, Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson was launching Tejanos for Patterson with an online video that recalls the Battle of the Alamo and the men of Mexican heritage who fought it.
We all know the story of the Alamo and names like Bowie, Crockett, and Travis, but there are other names among those who fought for liberty, and they're equally as important. Names like Esparza, Abenillo,
Patterson has hired Hispanic marketing legend Leonel Sosa from San Antonio to connect with conservative Hispanics who may be turned off by harsh anti-immigration rhetoric coming from some Republicans. A cornerstone of the effort will be Patterson's support of a guest worker program that's part of the state Republican Party platform. It would allow immigrant workers to temporarily fill jobs when no U.S. workers are available and require those with immigration violations to pay a fine for participating. Campaign manager Chris Elam says Patterson is clear about his position on this issue, while his primary opponents just dance around it.
You have to have a straightforward message, and I think that when you look at the other three candidates in this race, it's very difficult for them to articulate their position on a guest worker program. They have called for it, they've backed away from it, they've stood next to it, they've stepped away from it.
That may be the case because many Tea Party Republicans believe a guest worker program is the same as amnesty. Elam says Patterson's plan includes organizing community events that may connect with Tejano voters. He expects the campaign to have enough money to compete on radio and TV, but right now it appears Patterson doesn't, while his opponents do. Senator Dan Patrick and Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples each have $3 million in the bank. Incumbent David Dewhurst has $1.5 million, but can personally contribute an unlimited amount. Patterson has just over $500,000 in cash right now, about a third of what he needs for an effective statewide television campaign. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says any successful contender will have to use TV to engage voters.
Because they're sort of equally unknown, or at least lightly known, it's very hard to tell who can emerge. And a good campaign commercial can do you some good in a race like this.
Gilson believes, as many do, that Dewhurst, who's been lieutenant governor for more than a decade, will get the greatest number of votes on March 4th, but not enough to win the nomination outright. The question is, who will play second and force Dewhurst into a runoff? And how much money will it take to do that? Shelley Koffler, KERA News.